Some Queenslanders who receive government benefits can expect to soon have most of their income support placed on a debit card. The federal government is moving to expand its trial of the cashless welfare card into Hervey Bay and Bundaberg. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Keith Pitt says his community is facing a raft of social challenges, and as the local member for Hinkler, he hears about them on a weekly basis.
I have any number of people that come into my office with just horror stories about people who expend all of the support that's provided by the taxpayer within 24 hours of receiving it. Now, whether that is on pokies or drugs or alcohol, and these are significant social challenges. For me, this is about actually doing something.
As to what that is, Keith Pitt is hoping the cashless welfare card will soon be introduced in Hervey Bay and Bundaberg.
The cashless debit card, in my view, is not a panacea. It's not a silver bullet. It will be one thing in the arsenal. But I'm for doing something, and I think we should roll it out.
Under the scheme, 80% of a person's Centrelink allowance is placed on the card, which can only be used for essential items. The government is hopeful it will reduce harm caused by alcohol, gambling and drug misuse. A trial program is already underway across three regions, including Ceduna in South Australia. The local federal member there is Rowan Ramsey. He's welcoming news the Senate is expected to pass legislation to expand the pilot program.
As the member for the first community in Australia willing to put his hand up for the strong individuals in Ceduna that have gone through a lot over this, I'm really pleased.
The trial program is in areas with a high Indigenous population, and Rowan Ramsey is keen to see it rolled out to regions with different demographics.
I have said all along, this is not about Indigenous Australia. It's about people whose lives are failing, particularly on welfare. And we need to be able to prove the benefits of the card in a predominantly white community.
With Labor opposed to the trial being rolled out further, its future lies with the crossbench. Last month, Independent Senator Tim Storer told Parliament he was carefully considering which way he would vote.
I am alert to the restrictions on the autonomy of people to live their own lives that have been claimed. I'm aware of the deficiencies in the evaluations so far conducted.
And he outlined a way the government could secure his vote.
My amendment that I'm proposing would require the minister and the government to conduct an independent review of the evaluation of the Bundaberg Hervey Bay trial and evaluation itself.
It's understood the government has agreed to his proposal of an additional independent inquiry to examine the success or failure of the trial, which means the legislation is expected to pass the Senate today. Back in Queensland, the Mayor of Fraser Coast Regional Council, George Seymour, isn't impressed.
I've spoken to many locals. You know, some are in favour, some are against. But I believe it's not an appropriate measure to take because it discriminates against people, stigmatises them and humiliates them.
George Seymour, who's a member of the Labor Party, says the federal government needs to look at other options to help people.
We need policies that address, you know, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction. This will do nothing to address addiction and it'll exacerbate existing issues whilst discriminate against people who say want to buy fresh vegetables from a market.
Keith Pitt argues action is needed now, and initial responses from other trial sites have been positive.
The cashless debit card has made a substantial difference. And the point I'd like to make is it is a trial. Let's see if we can get some results. And if we do, I think that's great. If it doesn't work as expected, well, it's a trial. But the reality is we need to do something. And this is what's on the table.
If the legislation passes Parliament, nearly 7,000 Centrelink recipients in Queensland will have most of their welfare placed on the debit card.
Political reporter Stephanie Boris.